next item is Peter D. Marie, preliminary commercial site plan, Route 1.
This is a revised site plan for a three-story, 1,957-square-foot office building. The site plan was originally approved on November 25th, 1997, for a two-story, 7,140-square-foot building. I don't believe that has been built. The new plan, the revised plan, building has been lowered. Drive aisles have been reduced to 24 feet. The original plan was approved prior to the combined highway quarter overlay zone being adopted. And applicants requesting that the revised site plan be allowed to be developed prior to the combined quarter overlay zone.
You're talking about a 1997 approval?
Yes.
For a two-story?
I'm just looking at the year. That's almost 10 years ago. And the site's vacant now?
I believe, I'm not sure.
No.
I think there's someone here that might possibly be able to speak to the applicant, if you want to be so kind as to approach this. Tell us who you are and tell us what makes you an expert.
Yes, sir. Thank you. For the record, my name's Jeff Clark, firm of Land Tech Land Planning in Ocean View, representing Mr. Demery, the applicant, registered landscape architect, registered and licensed to practice in both Delaware and Maryland. The answer to the question that was just posed is there are several buildings currently on the site. The site's been occupied by a number of buildings for quite some time.
Any of them consistent with the approved site plan?
They're not.
None of them?
They're all going to be raised or removed, and this new plan that you have before you will be developed. Actually, if you look, I turned in copies of the prior approval together with the plan that we are seeking approval for today, and you'll see that they are virtually identical with the exception of the size of the building.
But I just want to make sure I understand. The 97 plan
was never built. That's correct.
Was never built. Even though there are buildings on there, they were not in conformance with this plan.
That's correct. In fact, the buildings in 1997 were there, the same building.
That's the point is these buildings have been there for a long time.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
I thought they were added
they
after
built
97.
Since 97.
No, I'm sorry. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
They have been there.
They're all pre-1997 structures?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The site plan has just never been developed based on a 97 plan?
That's correct.
That's all prior. Okay.
That's correct.
And what would happen if you had to conform to the present ordinance?
Well, I guess we would go back. The 1997 plan, of course, is still in effect. It hasn't expired. We would have to build the 7,100-square-foot building.
Is it still in effect?
We could say it expired. It's never been built. It's 9 years old.
I don't think there's anything in the ordinance that addresses the life of a site plan.
But as the ordinance has changed, if you haven't built, then you have to conform to ordinances.
Right. And that's my understanding.
If you had started construction of a portion of this structure based on when it was that it was valid at the time you started construction, and now you're amending it or changing or adding onto it, then there may be some consideration, but it's never been started.
It has never been started. It's my understanding that the site plan approval was still valid. So maybe I stand corrected. Mr. Robinson?
Yeah, I'm just raising that question. That's why I raised the question.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I'm looking. I mean, because clearly what's exempted from the requirements of the commercial highway corridor overlay zone are commercial and industrial developments and subdivisions that have obtained site plan approval prior to the adoption of this section. So the 97 site plan is essentially grandfathered if it hasn't expired. And I don't know the answer.
There really isn't much in the ordinance about expiration of a site plan.
Yeah, it talks about building permits and zoning permits and things like that expiring.
Well, that entire neighborhood down there is and has been developed for, as you know, for decades. So there is no vacant land. So the overlay zone in that area envisions redevelopment in some point in the future that you would apply that. So everyone would be discouraged from ever coming to you to redevelop their property. They would lose their frontage and their ability for parking. Although I wasn't here when that motion was made or that change was made to extend that corridor overlay zone down into the Middlesex Beach area. But it is, if you're familiar with that area, it is a narrow strip that is unincorporated between South Bethany and Bethany. So it does apply. I mean, it does by the letter of the description of the overlay zone that was expanded some years ago. There is a narrow strip in there where it would technically apply. Everything there is fully developed.
You've calculated your parking based on 7,000 square feet of office and customer space. What's the other 29,057 square feet?
Typically what we do is, and we've disclosed this on all the site plans we've been doing for years, when you have storage areas, hallways, in this particular case you have a sizable area dedicated to lobbies and elevators. All of that space typically is not occupied as office space, and parking's not devoted to that. I believe the ordinance refers to they have a couple of specific examples, basements and things, storage areas, bathrooms are specifically exempted. And that calculation in this case actually came to us from the project architect.
Who is?
George Miles and Buehr is the project architect.
Okay. I noticed a lot of your notations that you're showing 50-foot setbacks. That's actually Middlesex Beach, not county.
That's correct. We have Middlesex Beach is a homeowners association that's fairly well developed in terms of their rules and regulations. They have a fairly stringent process to grant a building permit. Many of their restrictions exceed Sussex County's restrictions, and that's the most notable one, the setbacks.
And they also have a limit on 35-foot height, right?
That's correct. Their height requirements are different than the county, and so those have all been met. We resolved the issues, if you will, with Middlesex Beach before we brought this plan to you. So if this plan is found to be acceptable this afternoon, then Middlesex Beach has already been satisfied.
What's the public benefit of approving 2,000 more square feet of building?
Public benefit?
Yeah. I know what the private benefit is, but what's the public benefit? Well, essentially the same site plan.
It prevent another piece of property being developed for commercial office space in the same neighborhood.
You can do that with 7,140 square feet.
Well, assuming the need is there for nearly 10,000 square feet, it would prevent the need for further development. Actually, if you've been to the site, there's a collection of folks there. The Artesian Water Company is an example. Mr. Demery maintains an office there, just as his father did for many years before him. And there's several businesses on site. All of those folks are in small modular buildings. They're all being taken away. And I might add that Middlesex Beach is happy to see that. And most of those same folks are coming back into the new building. So they're all in temporary. Will be in temporary quarters during the period when this is built.
Another question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The stormwater management pond on your 7,100 square foot is front and back. Did you go underground on the second plan?
Actually, as it turns out, when you do your stormwater calculations, you have to take into account the change in impervious area. As I said, the site is almost entirely paved as we speak. There is a small strip of grass that is not paved now that will be as a result of the new plan. So we did have to manage that amount of stormwater. It is being managed in the pipes that are connecting the catch basins. All of, and you should see that on your plan, there's a couple of catch basins that collect water along Bayberry and send it towards Route 1, which is where the water is, all the stormwater drainage, surface drainage is heading towards Route 1 as we speak. So there'll be no change in that regard. And DLDOT's approval together with the Sussex Conservation District's approval is required. And those we would give to Mr. Abbott as part of the final approval process.
You're saying the buildings that exist now are basically in the same location as what you proposed to build?
No. The buildings now are scattered all over the entire property, and there's several entrances. There's a number of one-story modular buildings there that use as office space. I think at one time, Mr. Demery's father was a modular home salesman. Those were the units that he showed there as his models. And they've since been used over the years since then to be office space.
Get an exception form?
No idea.
What was that?
Get an exception form?
They're modular.
Oh.
Not mobile.
Not mobile.
There's something could be moved to.
I mean, it seems to me that the question at hand is whether, well, I think that they're good with the old site plan, because by the terms of the commercial highway corridor overlay zone, that was a commercial development that attained site plan approval prior to the adoption of the section. So I think they're grandfathered, for lack of a better word, under the 97 plan, is that?
Yes, that's correct. Well, actually, late 97, it was.
So I guess the question is whether this is sort of just almost an amendment to that site plan, or if it's a whole new site plan.
Yeah, I mean, are they being asked to affirm the 97 plan or adopt this plan? What's the question being presented to them?
I think Mr. Robertson just cleared up the fact that we have an approved plan. That plan that was approved is now being amended in the amount of 2,000 square feet, or between 7,100 and 99. So that, and the plan title block says amended site plan for that purpose.
Okay.
That it is our intention that it is an amendment to the prior approval. Now, the fact that there was a long period of time in between makes it a little unusual, but nonetheless, Mr. Robertson cleared up the key issue whether or not we have a valid plan. So,
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Lang.
Go ahead.
Concerning the number of parking spaces that are required, who actually determines that? I mean,
we do, based on the information supplied by the architect.
By the architect. So if the architect comes in with a plan that
it says they're limited to a certain amount of square footage for office space, and we would accept that based on their calculations if and they can deduct certain things based on the ordinance, as Jeff said.
Because it appears as though they're taking about 30% of their square footage out as non-public or non-office space. I wish I had that with the town of Georgetown.
Well, another thought out at you, gentlemen. It seems to me, since it's certainly been established that there's a valid site plan in place, if they wish to go ahead and build that site plan, they're certainly privileged to do that. I think that's what Mr. Robertson was just telling us. The issue is the change significant? Is it a minor change? This is rare that this happens with commercial site plans. We do see these sort of things with subdivisions frequently, though, where subdivision plans will change sometimes a fair amount. But our position has been, as long as the number of units didn't go up, then it was considered minor. Now, if you apply that rule to this situation, the applicant would not likely be happy with the outcome, but I'm just suggesting to you that it's one thing that we've done, and the
so the application would be, if the building were getting smaller, no one would care. However, the building is getting larger, the question is that a significant change or not? We're going from 7,100 to 99. It's 45% increase in size of the building.
Tweedy, if I may.
I'm just throwing it out there, and I know, you may, yes, you may, because I know you want to.
That's a valid comment. I guess back in 1997, one thing that might be pertinent is that Middlesex Beach, and for that matter, South Bethany, did not have a central water system, therefore no fire protection. So the building was smaller at that point as a result of that. And so for whatever it's worth, that has since been put in place. It's been there for about 3 years, I guess, 3 or 4 years.
What's been put in place?
The Artesian Water Company has extended public water throughout Middlesex Beach and South Bethany. There are fire hydrants spaced.
So you have hydrants now.
That's correct. Right. That's
the building is still under the size required for a sprinkler system.
We are indeed.
According to the calculation on the 97 plan, they calculated 6,000 square feet of office space and 30 parking spaces and on the same parcel. And now it's calculating based on calculations for parking at 7,000 square feet, 1,000 square feet more, 5 more parking spaces when it comes down to it. They had 34 parking spaces before, and now they have 35.
And I think the main reason for that, again, is the elevator. The prior building was a walk-up, it was a two-story. The third story with the elevator that does take up, as you might guess, a fair amount of space. So now you have the stairs and the elevator, if you will.
You don't happen to have the architectural plans handy, do you?
I do not. I do not. I didn't bring those along.
Mr. Counts, you have a question?
Just one question about the agenda. This item is listed as preliminary commercial site plan. And I guess what we've determined is now that it is an amended approved subdivision. Is there any significance to that?
I'm not sure what's going to be more controlling is how they actually applied what they requested for. I was looking actually at section 115.222, the zoning code that talks about what can be considered an amendment. Talks about it does not conflict with the requirements of the chapter, does not change the general character or content of an approved plan or use. So that's one thing the commission should look at. Has no appreciable effect on adjoining or surrounding property. Does not result in any substantial change of major external access points. Does not increase the approved number of dwelling units or height of buildings. Does not decrease the minimum specified yards and open spaces or minimum or maximum specified parking and loading.
Presumably changing the height because you're going from two floors to three.
But it's noted the same on the site plan for 97.
The height is?
Maximum, just tells you what the maximum height is, 35.
Well, and I
it's
think
the same with the ordinance.
I think that's yeah, and if you're looking at that, then okay. it's still under 35 feet, so it's the same thing. What you read, I'm not sure anything jumped out at me as being too.
What they say is if you find that none of those apply, it can be basically a minor amendment to a site plan. If you find that those types of things do apply or, you know, would be affected, and then it has to go through as though it was a new. That's a judgment call. That's what it boils down to. I wish I had some magic answer for you all, but I don't.
Did I hear them again?
Sure. Yeah, does not conflict with the requirements of the chapter. Does not change the general character or content of an approved development plan. Has no appreciable effect on adjoining or surrounding property. Does not result in any substantial change of major external access points. Does not increase the approved number of dwelling units or height of buildings. Does not decrease the minimum specified yards and open spaces or minimum or maximum, excuse me, let me read that again. Does not decrease the minimum specified yards and open spaces or minimum or maximum specified parking and loading spaces. But I guess that's saying as long as it falls within those ranges, you know.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, in light of what Mr. Robertson just mentioned to us, it seems as though while this is an adaptation of an existing site plan, it's not going to be affecting the height or the setbacks of the 90 prior approved 1997 plan. It certainly will be, or in my estimation, will be an improvement to a kind of a muddied up site now. I don't see it as a stumbling block. And my motion is for Peter Demery preliminary commercial site plan approval as amended.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Peter Demery preliminary commercial site plan with the final approval to be by the staff of subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Measure carries 3-2.